Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Let's make it a point to remember tomorrow may never descend. Oh, let's start with the end. We've gone all the way.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. In 2011, the singer and songwriter Diego Garcia had just started his solo career with a breakup album. This was after the breakup of his indie rock band, Elephant, but that album called Laura somehow seemed more personal. So, how's Diego doing now? Well, his latest album's called Paradise. Guess he's doing okay. In fact, Diego Garcia's in such a good mood that he's worked up a special bossa nova arrangement of one of his songs just for us. Here he is with fellow guitarist Zeke Zima and a song called Donde Estás, Diego Garcia, live on Soundcheck.
There's a woman I know, you can say that she's missing. Though I know where to find her, she's never alone. Though the stories behind her are not very pretty, I'll be wondering about her every place that I go. ¿Dónde estás? ¿Dónde estás, mi amor? ¿Dónde estás? ¿Dónde estás, mi amor? Many years have gone by, she's the same as she once was. Though my memory's clear, she's consumed by her thoughts. And the aching that binds her because of her lost love gives me reason to find her at whatever the cost. ¿Dónde estás? ¿Dónde estás, mi amor? 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 There's a woman I know, you can say that she's missing. Though I know where to find her, she's never alone. Though the stories behind her are not very pretty, till the day that I find her, guess I'll be on my own. ¿Dónde estás? ¿Dónde estás, mi amor? 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 Hey, bring out the sunshine now. Where is my love?
that is Diego Garcia, live on soundcheck at his song Donde Estás? Donde Estás, mi amor? Where is my love? And Zeke Zima playing guitar along with Diego Garcia live here in the soundcheck studio. A special bossa nova arrangement of that song, which appears on Diego Garcia's last album, which is called Paradise. And so Zeke becomes Ziquinho,
yeah,
for this arrangement.
He transforms.
You get a little Brazilian action there. So is this a kind of a nod to Brazil in a World Cup year?
Yeah, I guess, well, you know, my wife's Brazilian.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she is. And I've always...
This is the Laura of the
Record. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got her back. and we're now married, have two children. It's been crazy. And so... not only has she been an influence, but I've always felt very connected to Stan Getz and Vinicius de Moraes and Luis Bonfa and Juan Carlos Jobim. And all those guys, for me, paved the way to, I think, indie rock. And I don't mean it in like, it really is. Like, if you listen to Belle and Sebastian, for example.
Right.
I mean, the way that they deliver, that soft sort of subtle delivery, I think that can be credited a lot to those. Those guys, the Brazilians, were just smooth.
Yeah. Now, you grew up with Argentine parents. You're a first-generation American, right?
Exactly.
So you would have grown up with those sounds in the house. Argentine, I think you mentioned last time you hear Chilean singers as well. So when you wrote this song, I mean, it wasn't on the album. It's not a bossa nova. But it sounds like maybe you were going for that kind of Nueva Canción kind of sound.
Yeah, I've been on riding a wave of trying to connect to my roots. You know, I found it sort of what inspired me to the way I arranged Laura, the first album. And I'm just continuing that sort of journey. And it's exciting to look back and go, you know, to Argentina and in the 70s and Chile and all those places. Donde Estás, that delivery has a Barry Manilow, sort of Harry Nilsson vibe on the album. And it's just all those influences come together when I make music, because I grew up in the States. So
right, and you grew up in Detroit.
I was born in Detroit. I was there for very little and then grew up pretty much in Florida.
Okay, because I was going to say, you know, with Detroit, you know, you would expect to hear echoes of Motown, techno, house, you know, all that
kind of
stuff.
Well, my first band, I used to be a punk. You know, before I got old and I realized, oh my God, I can't do this forever. But my first band, I was covering Iggy Pop.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Elephant had, you know, still had that kind of punk.
Yeah,
aesthetic.
We were like an elegant punk.
Elegant punk band.
Yeah, I think
okay.
So
so with all this stuff in your background, what are you listening to these days?
Oh, wow. I mean, I think Arcade Fire are doing an amazing thing right now. And what's this band, this singer-songwriter, Sunkill Moon?
Sunkill Moon, yeah.
I have to say, his last album, I'm terrible with names, was one of the first records I've listened to on repeat several times.
He's doing the summer festival circuit, so you'll have
I think he's doing an incredible thing.
To see him.
You know, and I think it has a lot to do with just the fact that we all want information now. Reviews are longer, and it's interesting that a singer-songwriter is sort of reflecting that. You know, to hear a song and a verse and a chorus repeated a few times, that's the standard way of doing things. But he just, I don't know how many words he puts into a song and never really repeats a chorus. And it's I think, kind of relevant. Yeah.
We're speaking with Diego Garcia. His most recent album is called Paradise, which came out in the fall. He's performing across the street on Friday night at City Winery. And Paradise, the most recent album... now, Laura, the prior album, was allegedly a breakup album, although, as we now know, you and Laura actually got married. So it wasn't, you know, as breakup albums go. So I'm not going to get fooled again here. Paradise, what's this album really about?
Well, I mean, no, Laura, all those songs were written when she was not in my life. And the irony is that I did get another chance. And that story we should save for another interview, but it's a beautiful thing. We reconnect in Rome, of all places, and I held on, and I promised to make it work and to make her my priority and everything. And then she gave me the strength to actually make the record, which I'm sure you know is a completely different process than writing a song in your underwear in your bed. You know, to actually make an album and then, you know, get the label and to promote it and to tour, and that all takes a lot of focus, and she gave me that, mm-hmm. that sort of support emotionally and all that. And so after touring Laura, I came off the road, and I'm with child, I'm married, and I...
Just so you know, when you say I'm with child, that means sounds, something different, I think, than what you...
No, I actually carried the baby, yeah, and I'm with child. I have a kid and a beautiful wife, and I think you hear that in Paradise,
yeah.
Which is a record about... You know, I was celebrating things. I was also kind of looking back to the way it was, just to remind myself how quickly it could just right. all kind of go as well. And yeah.
Well, this next song you're going to do is actually from the last record, from Laura, right?
Yes, I thought it'd be nice to play a song that I think resonated with so many people and got me to where I am now, speaking yeah. with you at the table.
All right.
Called You Were Never There.
So you want to do it for us now?
Sure.
All right. Sure. Diego Garcia is my guest. He's got Zeke Zima along with him playing guitar as well. This song is from the 2011 album called Laura. The song is called You Were Never There. It's Diego Garcia once again playing live in the Soundcheck studio.
1, 2, 3, 4. Stop where you are, looking up at the sun. See all the cars standing still as they run. The day starts to fade, slip away out of sight. A flash in the sky, lighting up my dark night. And you were never there. You were never there. You were never there. You were never there. It all more than most that I know. You hide yourself behind a wall and it shows. Girl, you never cared. You were never there because you never cared. You were never there. It was a rainy night on a quiet town in Florida. I stayed awake all night, I couldn't sleep at all, so I sang to her. Girl, you never cared. You were never there because you never cared. You were never there. 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 Florida.
That is Diego Garcia with his song You Were Never There. Going back a few years for that one from his 2011 record called Laura. In fact, if you go hunting through our Soundcheck archives at soundcheck.org, you'll find a 2011 live performance of that song here in our studio.
How boring.
But a somewhat different sound from what we just heard. Diego Garcia singing and playing the guitar. Zeke Zima playing guitar, as he did for Diego 3 years ago, last time he was here. Back to the new record, the latest one called Paradise. Let's hear another song. This one is called Thoughts of You, live on Soundcheck.
You're swimming in a disappointment when life is taking certain turns. We better not go through the motions. We both know he can lead to burns. For every day we spend apart now, an empty place within my heart, an image of you indecisive, a need to show you how I care. These thoughts of you are always there, consume my life at every second I'm aware. Shining brightly from above, you are a star and deserving of my everlasting love. As months go by, my life is torture. Without you smiling by my side, to keep reminding you I'm yours, girl, that I got nothing to hide. These thoughts of you are always there, consume my life at every second I'm aware. Shining brightly from above, you are a star and deserving of my everlasting love. Shining brightly from above, you are a star and deserving of my everlasting love. Shining brightly from above, you are a star and deserving of my everlasting love.
That's called Thoughts of You, another live performance in the Soundcheck studio from singer and guitarist and songwriter Diego Garcia, with Zeke Zima playing guitar as well. That appears on Diego's most recent album, Paradise, although in a rather different form from what we just heard, this acoustic unplugged version. On the record, Diego, it's more of a kind of Roy Orbison, Elvis Presley kind of sound, with the deep reverb on the guitar and all that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, I'll never forget. So I played the demo of that recording to my wife, and my father-in-law was in town. He's 67. I think his first show was like the Beatles in Paris or something, with opening for what's the guitar player, the great flamenco Puerto Rican blind Jose Feliciano.
Oh, Jose Feliciano.
Yeah, so I played in the
Beatles
demo.
Opened for Jose Feliciano.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, the Beatles were opening for Jose Feliciano, and he goes, I played in the demo, and he goes,
Can Julio Iglesias sue you?
I'm like, no, that's my song. So yeah, we were definitely going for that age, early Neil Diamond, kind of like that world.
All right.
Yeah.
Sure. We're speaking with Diego Garcia. As you know, Diego, you share a name with an island in the Indian Ocean.
Yes.
In fact, there are some military minds here in the United States that consider that island to be among the most important pieces of real estate on Earth. So I have come up with a little quiz to find out how much you, Diego Garcia, know about Diego Garcia. All right.
So. And before we even get into it, I would like to then sing a song. All right, we're going to give you a four song. All right, you can add it to the show or you can never all do anything right. with it. It's called My Heart is an Island, and we played with that on the new album.
Uh-huh.
There's a record called My Heart is an Island.
All right, so as long as you've referred to it in song, you should be able to get some of these questions right.
That
then.
Doesn't mean it that no.
All right, so Diego Garcia, the island, not the man, is the site of a major American naval base in the Indian Ocean. But despite that, the island is actually owned by what country?
I don't know. Not the U.S., I guess.
Not the U.S.
That's my answer. Not the U.S.
Well, take a guess.
It's in the Indian Ocean.
Right.
I don't know. India.
No.
Who?
Great Britain.
Great Britain on it.
It is part of the British Indian Ocean.
How ironic. They also got the Falklands.
Yes. True or false, one way to get a free flight to Diego Garcia is to be a terrorist.
I'm going to have to say true because that sounds like such a crazy question.
Yeah, you notice I didn't say it was a round trip.
No.
You get flown there.
There's a jail
you don't
there.
Get flown back.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one of those controversial rendition sites that the U.S. had after 9/11.
Yeah.
So that is true. Guess the current cat population of Diego Garcia.
Oh, my goodness. The current cat population, 14.
Too high.
Too high.
The answer is two.
Two? Really?
Apparently, all the mammals on Diego Garcia were feral and were attempted to be exterminated, and two somehow survived as of last census.
It's such a wild thing how this island, you know, my father, I think, named me after Diego Maradona, the soccer player.
The soccer player.
Yeah, the Maradona at the time was 14, and I was born 77, and so he kind of was early on that. Sort of prediction.
Really?
Yeah.
Diego Maradona was 14
and
when
he was
you were
juggling
named?
At halftime in soccer games, and he was like on TV already, kind of a celebrity.
Yeah.
It's this like phenom. So I think that's kind of why he went there without knowing about the island, really.
Right.
But it's been great because my whole life I have ashtrays already made after my name. I have t-shirts. My merch is already made, right? And I have Google alerts. The U.S. is using Diego Garcia for secret operations. I like to pass around. And I was also a question, and this is for you. I was a question on Jeopardy.
Really?
Or an answer, I guess.
An answer, yes.
When I was an elephant, they cleared it with my management. And then months later, I got a million phone calls. It was like my phone was going off the hook. It was like my birthday times a million. And I was, I think, $1,000. Men Who Are Islands was the category.
Wow.
And this Atoli Island is the name of a lead singer in this band, Elephant. And the guy said, Diego Garcia.
Wow.
With my face. That was a picture answer.
That's amazing that the guy got it right,
and
too.
He got it right, but I think they're very,
All right, last question about Diego Garcia, the island. Guess the current native human population of Diego Garcia.
The native human population. Is that why you had me today? So you could talk? You have like a fetish with this island. You're amazing. The native
Wikipedia, baby.
Yeah. The native human population, I would have to say, I'm going to guess 4,000. I don't know.
The answer is zero.
Zero, huh?
Zero. When the United States built its military base, the British shipped all the natives off.
That's amazing.
Again, very controversial.
It is. And it's paradise.
Not to the native Diego
No, but in
Diego
like
Garcians.
The idea, it's a paradise, ruined paradise. Yes,
yeah.
It is.
All right. Diego Garcia knows about as much about Diego Garcia, the island, as the rest of us, as it turns out.
Well, we all know a lot more now.
Yes, we do. Paradise is Diego Garcia's latest album. He is playing across the street on Friday night at City Winery. He's been playing for us here in the studio today. And Diego, great to see you again. Thanks so much.
Are you going to ask me what I'm up to today or these days?
Other than avoiding rendition flights to the island?
No. This is going to blow your mind.
Yeah?
But I'm launching a coconut water.
You're launching a what?
Yeah. I'm I've created a Brazilian coconut water.
A Brazilian coconut water?
Yeah, yeah. It's raw and cold-pressed using a Brazilian species of coconut called the Anao coconut. They're very tiny.
Uh-huh.
So all the coconut water you drink is all from Asia. And they're using large coconut waters that are actually made for oil and meat. So water's a byproduct. So it tastes you know, really nutty.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. A few years ago when I saw people were stopping, they weren't buying music anymore. I sort of started thinking, what can I do to, you know.
People are buying water.
Yeah, it's called Pure Brazilian Coconut Water. Okay. And it's at The Smile. I don't know if you know this cafe. It's Black Seed, you know that new place?
I have not Feel been food. There.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm a businessman.
So now you're an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
You and Jay-Z.
You know, in my luck, they're going to start downloading coconuts. That's just the way it is.
Diego, great to see you again. Thanks
Thank
so much.
Thank you so much. And can I play you one song?
You want to play us out?
Yeah, we're going to play you out. It's called My Heart is an Island.
Yeah.
And we were kind of messing with the whole idea that I have an island.
Right.
And it's, you'll hear the lyrics. It's all about that.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
My Heart is an Island, a little unplanned encore from Diego Garcia, the man, not the island. While he's getting the guitar strapped back on, let me remind you that the audio for today's session will be available on demand later today. You can follow us on Facebook or Twitter. We'll let you know when it's up. And then tomorrow, 2 p.m., right here at soundcheck.org, come back for a live performance by Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks.
Oh, nice.
The former head of Pavement has now been playing with the Jicks for even longer than he had Pavement together, and they'll play some new songs for us. We're looking forward to that. We've also been shooting video of Diego Garcia today, and that'll be coming to soundcheck.org somewhere down the line. Again, follow us on Facebook or Twitter. We'll let you know when that's up. You all set over there?
Yeah, and this is now dedicated to you. I'll never sing the song again without thinking of you, the man who's obsessed with the island. All right, so this one's called My Heart is an Island.
My heart is an island whose shores roll out to sea. Therein lies a harbor where fools can visit me. I've seen so many travelers, but none allowed the key. It's for my lady captain who sails the ocean free. La 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 la. My heart is an island whose shores roll out to sea. Therein lies a harbor where fools can visit me. I've seen so many travelers, but none allowed the key. It's for my lady captain who sails the ocean free. La 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 la. Thank you.
My Heart is an Island, from the album Paradise by Diego Garcia. Live performance by Diego and Zeke here in the Soundcheck studio. Guys, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
This is Soundcheck.
A lot of tasty stuff on that one.